Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom. Hallelujah. Let's give Yahweh praise this morning. Yes. Woo. Shalom, saints.
Hallelujah. Again, I want to just extend my thanks to all you mothers and all you mother figures that have been in all of our lives. I want to acknowledge my mother that has transitioned, but I wouldn't be here. My dad wouldn't have had the support that he needed, my brothers and sisters. Can we just give an honor to Mother Yvonne Washington? Yeah. 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 Where would we be? I don't know where I'd be. And so on an occasion like this where, you know, we are acknowledging mothers, there's a beautiful scripture in Proverbs in the first chapter. We know that Proverbs is the book of wisdom. And my mom always, she had wisdom. She had, she had scriptures and stuff for us, but she had some practical knowledge that she had gotten, you know. And there's some things that she used to say. Anytime that we didn't have what we wanted, but we had to make a way to get over. She said, if you don't have a horse, you got to ride a mule. And if you don't have a mule, you better walk. And that was something that she said, we laughed, but it was true. Because sometimes you don't have everything that you think that you need, but you got to what? Make a way. Be thankful for what you got. You might not have a horse, but maybe you got a mule. Maybe if you ain't got a mule, you got a goat. And maybe if you ain't got a goat, you got 2 legs, 2 feet to foot it. She also would say, ask for what you want, pay for what you get. Think about that for a minute. You know, sometimes we say we want something, but, you know, we don't necessarily know what all the consequences are going to be. But hey, that's wisdom. What's your mama say? A closed mouth don't get fed, I heard. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all. That's wonderful wisdom. And you know, they demonstrated this wisdom, you know. It's something that they would say, but they would also live it. Go to Proverbs, the first chapter, I'll show you for the time that I have. I know you mothers are dying to spend time with your family, so I am not going to inhibit that. But I just want to just drop some nuggets on you this morning, tell you how much we love you and appreciate you, and how much Yahweh has used you even in his ministry. So Proverbs, the first chapter, 7th verse. It says, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. The interesting thing about here is that you would think these things are interchangeable. The instruction of your father, and in the Hebrew, it would be not the law, but the Torah of thy mother. So why would there be the instruction of father and forsake not the Torah of thy mother or the word of thy mother? Well, you know, dads and men in general are good with barking out instructions, don't they? Do this. Do that. Right? Those are instructions, and that's cool. But when we talk about the law or the word of the Torah, it has instruction in it, but then it has the love in it. Right? So your dad can boom, 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 tell you what to do, but your mom can give you the whys. You're doing this because. And then she does it with love, right? And then she demonstrates that, right? I see Elder Parker, like, you know, you're like, I'm giving instruction. And then and you see, you know, Mother Parker, she's like, oh, yeah. So you see that? How mothers are so wonderful in not just the wisdom and instruction, but you see them living it. It's like you get it in 3D, you get it in love, right? Because I remember nights, and I can say this, you know, sometimes Tim and myself, we would be in, you know, in the streets, and then we come home late, and my dad was snoring. He wasn't thinking about us. But guess who was still kind of awake? And mom. You know, she's kind of like, okay, you know, you guys home, y'all right? You know, and as she's trying to find out, you know, that we was okay, in the background we hear. It's just moms have a way of just, what? Showing us, you know, and this doesn't mean our dads don't love us. They love us. But Yahweh created women and mothers in a multifaceted way that you just, is mothers are deep, you know? The love runs deep. And a lot of times when dad is fed up, mother is still, it's okay, baby, you know, it's all right. And anybody have a dad that says, stop petting them? But it's so, mothers, sometimes you just what? Can't help yourself. You gave birth to that.
That's right.
And the men will never understand what you went through. I will never understand what my wife went through to bring my daughter. Can you imagine walking around, brothers, can you imagine walking around with something living in you for 9 months? Moving and kicking it. I can't imagine it. There is no way in this world that I would ever want that to happen to me. But the mothers are just smiling and, wow. So can't you see the dynamic of creation already that's created? So mother, women, you're special. And one thing that I found out in the word, we have a Hebrew word called emunah. Say emunah. And emunah is right here. And the first two letters of the emunah is the aleph and the mem, right? But guess what? The aleph and the mem, those first two letters actually are mother. E-M, show that. The aleph and the mem is mom. Wow, so the beginning of the faith is showing the two words, right? Mom, M. And then, to break it down even further, the Aleph means strength, the deity of Yahweh. The Mem means water. And so in the early pictograms in ancient Hebrew, Mom actually meant strong water. Now, strong water was actually when they would take the hides of the animals and they would boil them until the fat would come out of it, right, in water. And then you would take that fat and then it would actually become a sticky substance, right? And then you take that sticky substance and you would be able to hold things together like tents and all the things that you wanted to put together. So mom was not just strong water, but she was the glue that held the family together. And her, even her name, mom, is rooted in faith. So moms, now you wonder why moms are so faithful, why they stick to kids, even though, you know, kids are acting crazy and doing, but it's mom's love that is holding her faith that it's going to get better. She has hope that her children are going to make it. She has hope that they're going to be okay. And no matter what she sees, she's still hanging in there with them until the end result is realized. Spiritually, that's the substance of mom. She's faithful, you know? And so when we see women in the Bible, they were faithful. They were there. No matter what happened, they were. Miriam or Mary, Yeshua's mother, but in the Hebrew, Mary is Miriam. She was there from the beginning, and she was right there at the end. So much so that from the cross, Yeshua, as he saw his mother there with Johann and John, he says, "Woman, behold thy son. Brother, behold thy mother." So even towards the end, he acknowledged who his mom. So let's go here. Let's go to Johann, John, the second chapter. And it's beautiful because in the book of John, because John spent a lot of time with Miriam after the passing of Yeshua, the resurrection and the ascension. So he has some things from her perspective to share. And so if we go to John, the second chapter, the first verse, one of my favorite, I'm gonna share with you a couple of my favorite passages as it deals with motherhood and the strength of a woman. And so John, the second chapter, first verse says, "And the third day, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee. The mother of Yeshua was there." So Miriam was there. "And both Yeshua was called and his disciples to the marriage," to the wedding, right? They were invited to the wedding. So picture this. You got the mother of Yeshua, Miriam. You have Yeshua there, and you have his boys. Third chapter. "And when they wanted wine," because there was wine, and don't trip. The wine back in those days isn't the same kind of wine that you got today. It was not, because the water was bad, they drank wine, but it was not the potent stuff that you may, you know, come to today. It wasn't Boone's Strawberry Hill. Oh, Strawberry Farms. Somebody corrected me, I'm sorry. Somebody said, it's Strawberry Farms. Okay.
Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. Y'all know too much. Okay. And so when they wanted wine, third verse, "The mother of Yeshua said unto him, they have no wine." And the fourth verse, "Yeshua said unto him, woman, what have I to do with thee?" Meaning, interpreted, that's not your business. That's not my business. What are you worried about that? He says, "My hour is not yet come." It's not, he was saying that it's not my time to demonstrate. But mom, what was she doing? Angel told her that she would have to call his name Yeshua, right? That he would save the people from their sins. So she had an idea of his destiny. She knew. And at that particular time, she was like, "They ain't got no wine. You're able to do something. I don't know exactly what it is, but you can do something about this." And you can hear the reluctancy in him, but mom is who knows about the push that mom kind of She knows. It was revealed to her before he even came into the world. So she says, listen, they're running out of wine. And it was very important for that to be available. But there's some spiritual significance here, too. So she's saying, you need to do something about this. And he was like, woman, what does that got to do with us? Me and you. My hour isn't come yet. And then the fifth verse says, and his mother said unto the servants, whatever he said, over there. Even though he's doing this talk, he's going to do something. And whatever he say, you do it. Just do it. Mom had an anticipation that something was about to happen. And Yeshua was there, and he was like, reluctant, but then she knew that something, tell your neighbor, something's about to happen. Because nothing miraculous had happened yet. But it was in the atmosphere. And so the sixth verse says, and they were set six water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, Yehudims, containing two or three firkins apiece. And Yeshua said unto them, here he go. He said to the servants, who Miriam had already prepped them, whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Don't question it, just do it. Isn't that similar to mom? Whatever mom say, mom, what are you expecting when you give, you tell the kid to do something? Let me ask Fazia. What are you expecting, Fazia? She did whatever you told her. But that's what you expected, right? She said, I expected that. Don't ask me a bunch of questions. Just do it. And isn't that fitting for even our instructions that we get from Yahweh? Whatever Yahweh, whatever the Holy Spirit is telling you to do, stop questioning. Just what? Do it. Because she had the foresight to know that whatever Yeshua was going to tell them to do would not make earthly sense to them. But we're talking about something spiritual that is about to happen. And to anticipate something spiritual, you have to be rooted in faith. Guess what? Mom, even the mention of her name is rooted in Emunah, faith. So she believed whatever the instruction was, something was going to happen. And so he says, fill the water pots with water. And guess what they did? They filled them to the brim. Eighth verse. And he said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast that they bear it. They was taking water in the wine vessels. And the servants knew that water was in there initially. But at the word of Yeshua, somebody say, at the word of Yeshua, something happened. They did it and something happened. Ninth verse. And when the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that, what? Hold up, what happened? Yeshua turned the water into wine and knew not whence it was, meaning that they were drinking this and they did not even know that it used to be water. But rather it was wine. But the servants which drew the water, they knew that it was water. Can you imagine the servants pouring that and how big their eyes must have been? Like, okay, what's going to happen when they taste this? But at the word of Yeshua, they did it. And the governor of the feast called the... So he drank it and he called the bridegroom. And the 10th verse says what? And he said unto him, every man at the beginning of a wedding does set forth the good wine. And when the men have well drunk, then that which is worse comes out. Meaning that you usually put the good stuff out first. And afterwards, you put the bad stuff. But he says, in this case, you kept the best stuff for last. And isn't that what Yeshua is all about? Who has tasted of Yeshua? Tasted and saw that he's what? He's good. He's good from the beginning, and he's good all the way to the end. If you know what I'm talking about, holla out. And then the 11th verse says, the beginning of miracles did Yeshua in Cana of Galilee. And he manifested his glory and his disciples. What? That was the first miracle. Prompted by who? His mom. Wow. Mothers. Women. You have so much power. Yahweh has already created you with a deepness of love and wisdom. I'm so thankful for you. Because if we just had fathers, oh, what a world it would be. But we got moms, we got mothers, we got strong women, we got mother figures. And maybe there's a lot of women in here that may not have been had children of their own, but they have been mother figures. They've been aunties, right? And grandmothers, and you know. So we're getting a richness. Who has had all kinds of women teaching and instructing in their lives? Aunties, grandmamas, all of them. Mother figures, right? We need you. We need you. And more than anything, we need you standing in faith. Because Yahweh's already shown us that you have the capacity to believe deep. Mothers, say that again, mother. She said, Gloria, say that. Believe deep. Lastly, go to John. You're still there. Go here to the 11th chapter. Moms, women, hold on to your faith. Because it's because of you that many of us have made it through. You know? Some of us were former drug addicts, but you didn't give up on them. Some of us were former alcoholics, but what? You didn't give up on us. Some of the men in here have been some of the worst. Raymond Morgan used to say motor scooters. But these men that are here today, it's because of you strong women. It's because of you, that strong water, that glue that you have to hold on. It's because of you that we're still here. It was my, I wasn't even interested in music that I thought of. It was my mom who kind of kicked me out there and said, I want you to play the, you know, play the piano. Try it out. And I wasn't thinking about it, but after I saw her playing the lessons, this is what happened. She was trying to learn piano for herself. She was like, come on, see, check this out. So I was ting, 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 ting. So I would play. When she went to her lessons, she would take me and da, da, da. And the piano teacher is saying, well, he sound better than you do. And that's who said, oh, I said, that's all. Okay. So she stopped playing, and we can only afford to send one of us, so she stopped getting lessons, and she paid. She, you know, made it available for me to take the lessons instead. And I wouldn't even be worshiping and have that foundation had it not been for mom saying, go get out there and do that. I wouldn't have done it. Lastly, go here to 11th chapter, 23rd verse. So I'm saying, mothers, keep the faith like you always been doing. Keep the faith. We need you. 23rd verse, Yeshua said unto him, so check this out. This is a scenario, Lazarus. Miriam and Martha were there. Lazarus was dead. He had been dead for a few days. And they had sent for Yeshua to come because they believed that he would be able to do something about it. But now Lazarus is dead. And not only is he dead, he is stinking. Wrapped up stinking. And then here comes Yeshua after the stink. And here we are. And so Yeshua said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. You're telling a woman that his brother's already dead, he's already stinking, that something's going to happen. He's going to rise again. Again, from the words of Yeshua. 24th verse. And Martha said unto him, well, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. I believe in that I'll be able to see him again at the resurrection that you've been talking about. I know that he'll be there then. Maybe I've lost him now, but I'll see him again at the resurrection. And 25th verse says, Yeshua said unto her, I am the resurrection. If you want to see him, I am the resurrection. If you have any expectation or any hope that he is going to come back, guess what? You're looking at hope. You're looking at me there because I am. You're talking about you're going to see him in the resurrection. You're looking at the resurrection. And he says, I'm the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And this is the question, 26th verse. And Yeshua said unto her, and whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. And this is the question that he asked Mary. Believe thou this? Do you believe it? I gave a word. I said that if you believe on me, you'll never die. Do you believe this? And this is a question I have for you. Do y'all believe that his word is true? Do you believe this? Because we're coming upon the eve of when the Holy Spirit falls. We have to believe that his word is true. He said he was going to send the Holy Ghost. So we had to believe that it was going to happen. Lazarus dead. Do you believe he can come back? 27th verse. I love this. And she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe. Just those two words. Yea, I believe that thou art Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, which should come into this world. And the rest of it is that he said, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus raised it. Come on, y'all. He came forth. See, he didn't ask Lazarus if he believed it. Who'd he ask? Mary Martha. Do y'all believe it? Because if you believe it, it shall come to pass. And this is what I'm saying. Whatever you're believing for your children, come. Come on. Whatever you're believing for your sons and for your daughters. Maybe you've seen the challenges, but yay, you yet believe. Maybe you've seen some of the mistakes that they've made, but yet you believe. And our family has been through some stuff, but my mother yet believed. And I wish she was here today to see my brother and me up on this stage singing the praises of Yahweh. And she believed that. She saw that. Do I have a witness that knew she believed that? Even I can even ask my brother. She believed that, didn't she? It's going to take y'all holding on to your confession of faith to pull us through. Wow. And y'all ain't seen the last of Tim Washington. He going to be doing... I'm putting it out there. Because she put it out there. She knew. And it ain't finished yet. We still got some time. Don't trip Tim. But this is what I'm saying. We're just an example of a believing mom. And of course, a believing dad. Of course, apostle. But this ain't his day. His day is coming in June. You're talking about mothers right now. Right? So moms, no matter what the situation says, no matter what the trials have been, we need you. And maybe you don't even see your kids here today. Maybe they're out and doing that, but I'm telling you right now, you better stand on your confession of faith of what you believe Yahweh has told you about your family. The enemy cannot have our family. He's trying, but he can't have them. Do I have any moms, any strong women that are going to stand? You standing for your family today? Keep standing. Keep speaking. Keep believing. Keep confessing. Father Yahweh. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for our moms. Thank you for the strong women that you have placed in our lives, Father. The wives and the mothers and the aunties and the grandmamas and all of the ones that have been standing for us, with us. We thank you that you've saved them and you saved them for good reason. You saved them to be the strength, the glue, the strong water that we need in our lives, Father. We would not even be able to do the things that we were called to do had it not been for the women you put in our life. And we see this demonstrated. You put a strong woman in Yeshua's life that was with him all the way through his journey, that knew the calling that was on his life, Father. And so right now we're believing for all these women. Continue to strengthen our women right now, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua, Father Yahweh. Strengthen them up, Father. Make them, Father Yahweh, women of prayer right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Women of intercession right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Women of wisdom right now in the mighty name of Yeshua. Women of faith that will continue to stand for their sons and their daughters and their nieces and their nephews and all them that go before. Father Yahweh, we thank you. We're grateful that you created Ima. We're glad that you created woman for us, Father Yahweh. And in the mighty name of Yeshua, continue, Father, to strengthen our families, Father. We're standing right now for even family members that maybe we do not see here, but we're standing in faith. Every word that comes out of our mouth is not going to be a negative word in the mighty name of Yeshua, but rather it's going to be a word of authority. It's going to be a word of power. It's going to be a word of profession of faith. Father, and so we thank you for this. We praise you for this. Let this be a glorious acknowledgement of women today. But Father Yahweh, it's not just one day that we acknowledge them. Every day is a celebration of the women that you have given us. Every day is a celebration of what you have instilled in them. And this is just one of those days that we stop and pause. But Father, even us men, give us a newfound appreciation for the women of our life, not just for one day in the year, Father, but for 365 days a year. We're thankful for what you have put in our lives. We're thankful that you've given us them. And we're careful to give you all the honor and the glory and all of the praise. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Can we one more time this morning salute these women in the name of Yeshua? Yes. Hallelujah. So glad that you all were here with us this morning. We're going to ask this. We have...